And the highlight of next week, we always say this, but through lockdown, having great entertainment, uplifting shows to keep you happy and getting through these tough times. And Monday night, I cannot wait for this 7:30 on Channel 10. The Masked Singer is back. And I hope Husey doesn't hear this, but our favourite panellist, Danny Minogue. Dan.
How are you doing?
So good, Dan, and so excited about this. The promos are getting around, the costumes. Every year, the costumes just get better and
blow
better.
Away.
They,
yeah,
they're
amazing.
So good. We're so pumped. How's it been? What can we expect this series?
It's really hard to guess them this year. There's local and international people. They've been working with a vocal coach to try and disguise their voices so we don't know who they are. And that is Gary Pinto. So he used to work with us on X Factor with all of the singers there. He was in a band called CDB. He is just supreme, and he was doing my head in. Every time I passed him in the corridor backstage, I was like, Gary, I'm not getting any of these.
Hey, Dan, you said there's going to be internationals. Now, how did they go getting over? Were they all internationals that are already based in Australia?
That would be giving it away.
I tried to smooth it in there.
Oh, look, I do all my research before we start, and I'm like, who's in town? Who are they saying is here? And I'm like, you know, I say to Jackie, like, you would know way more than I do, because being on radio, you're across everything that's happening all the time. So we're kind of, you know, cross-referencing notes going, I think they're here or they're not, or, you know, it was really tricky. But, the costumes are insane. Everybody seems to be quite frightened by Baby.
Yeah.
Have you?
What? Yeah,
you guys frightened by Baby?
Yeah. Huge.
Well,
Big boss baby.
I know. I think Baby looks like a Cupid doll. I thought Baby was the cutest costume, but yeah, a little. I've got no idea,
because
we can see some of the promos. We're hearing some of those voices. And Danny, one of the promos that we've got some audio of, we're going to play, because there is clearly a suggestion that the mullet might, in fact, be one of my co-hosts here.
Are you right now inside a giant fish costume?
I'm in bed.
Bev, the mullet.
That was so funny. We're like, come on, you've got his number. Call him. And we're like, okay, he couldn't be answering the phone if he's inside that costume right now. But, oh, man.
Good diversion. Danny. Just in case.
It's so funny, Dan, because obviously you know me well and my limited skill set. But I've been asked to do a lot, you know, a fair few of the celebrity shows, but Masked Singer haven't rung me yet. And I feel it's because you're in with Gary Pinto saying, no chance, she cannot sing.
I think that it would be hard to disguise your voice. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
That you're not a huge star that we don't have on the show.
Oh, brutal.
That's a nice whack.
Not that you wouldn't give it all the gusto you've got, but come on.
I know. Thank you.
We know it was you.
I know. I remember, Nick, a flashback. Danny was walking in a fashion. What was that? It was Melbourne Fashion Week, and you were walking in her wonderful petites range for Target, and I was like front row, and it was Katy Perry's Raw, and I was really belting it out to the point where I think it was Nat Bass asked me to stop singing.
Wow.
But this is so much, and it's such a fun show, Dan. Don't you agree? Having shows like this that are uplifting and fun for the family, when, you know, let's be honest, it can be a bit, you know, tempers can be frayed at home at the moment. Everyone needs this joy in their lives.
Yeah, a lot of parents have been texting me saying, you know, like over the last few weeks, saying, surely it must be coming back on soon. The kids keep asking for it, and it's kind of like just such a nice thing to look forward to after all the homeschooling. So instead of going, are you on your Zoom? Why aren't you on your Zoom? And like screaming at each other, it's like, okay, we can sit down in front of the TV. And I did watch the first episode with Ethan the other day. He hasn't seen the reveal, so he doesn't know who it is.
Ooh.
But it was good, like just to get his reaction of who he thinks it is and who he's screaming at, and like, of course, like at the eye roll, he looks at me and he's like, "Oh, mom, like that is so stupid."
Now, Dan, obviously everyone loves the costumes, and I do love the costumes, but my favourite bit is watching all you guys guess who it is. Now, is there a couple of real blow-you-away moments when you've gone, oh, my God, I had no idea it was that person?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% do not miss the first episode. That's all I'm saying, because it's going to be like a real water cooler moment. I'll be on, you know, tweeting live, and I'll be, you know, watching what everybody's guessing and what everybody's saying. I love doing that. Check out also the Instagram Masked Singer AU, because there's a lot of guesses from fans of the show already. And, man, they get really tricky. They have, I think, gone through freeze-framing that commercial, like trying to look at the body shapes and everything that's going on. And I will be blown away if anybody guesses who that is, show one.
I reckon Michael Bevan's coming back.
Brett Lee, surely. Shane Lee.
Dan, we can't wait for this. And just so good to see you on the TV. It's been way too long. The Masked Singer, Monday night, 7:30 on 10. We'll see you on Monday night, Dan.
See you there, gorgeous. Bye.
Thanks, Danny.